Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Run, run, run. Run, 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 run.
What's up, boys?
Not much. What's up with you, brother?
Oh, you know. Doing it. Here we go. I got more signs around me. I just added this guy. See, it says Forever Lawn right there. You're like, well, wait a minute. That's weird. You know, I mean, here, why would they advertise now? Because it's like, you know, the end of grass season.
Oh, no. You got to do stuff
synthetic. Synthetic grass.
Like
AstroTurf. Maintenance.
These guys, believe it or not, they actually sell quite a bit to like residential. People are installing fake grass a lot now, and they don't have to do anything with it ever. Ever.
How does it look?
It looks awesome. Remember back in the day when they started to put it on football fields, and then the kids would land in little specks of
black would fly into the air. It was like
the
all
tire,
the ground
up. Tire.
That's they don't. They, that's old. That's old school. Now.
That's old school.
Nowadays, it's the way they do it now is a lot different, and so people they've tapped into residential and commercial, so it's pretty cool.
Wow, how cool! So could you get different size? I mean, if I wanted to put a putting green on my backyard, could you buy?
Oh yeah, that's
putting
that's
green huge. Size.
But they have all different sizes, a putting green, bocce, you know, and they're big. They're really big in areas where people got cash, like Ada and East Grand Rapids, because these people that got dough, they're like, put it in. It looks perfect. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to do anything with it. It looks awesome.
Just like, sweep it. They're out there sweeping their lawn.
Most of these businesses reached out to me, and that's what's the beauty of this. I'm just sitting here plugging along, and then I get a phone call. Hey, we want to advertise. Like, oh, okay.
You're going to need a bigger room, man.
I think so.
More wall space.
I think so.
Yeah, there you go.
So, okay, yeah. so we're rolling, right? We are at it?
Well, yeah, it's been recording, but whatever
you want. Okay, that's good. Let's keep all that. I thought it was good. Okay. I thought it was good. Guys, 2 weeks off. We had kind of a crazy week. Thank you for the condolences. You both reached out. It was very, very kind.
I found out that I'm so sorry, man.
Oh, dude, what a thing, you know, I think it's kind of like the elephant in the room, but I'm way open in talking about it because it really helps. I mean, I love talking about my mom. She's fantastic. Oh my God.
How old was she?
She was 84 and, so COVID hit her and then I think my brother was like, she's going to be fine. She's going to be fine. And she was doing okay, but she wasn't improving. She wasn't getting any better. And then this is how you hear about that happening. And then all of a sudden, dropped off the cliff.
What was the timeline? When did it happen and how long did it last?
Well, she passed on on Saturday. So whatever that lines up date wise, I think today is
21? 22.
And so she was in the hospital for 17 days.
Oh,
and it was crazy because she was like, the night she went to the hospital, her legs were hurting and she is having trouble, doing things you do with your legs, stand, walk when you're old and not that mobile. You notice everything. She's like, something's wrong. Took her in. They're like, maybe it's a neurodegenerative or a neuromuscular thing. Who knows? Let's give you a COVID test. Oh my God, you have COVID. So yet another symptom. This is a symptom of COVID. We know so little about this. This is remarkable. And then the oddness, because my stepfather also was diagnosed with it.
Yeah.
Also very, 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 he's an elderly man. And almost nothing happened to him. I mean,
wow.
He had like the sniffles. And but he doesn't have many, if any, of what they describe as comorbidities, which is underlying symptoms. And my mom does. So you've heard that before.
Symptoms or conditions.
Yeah, it loves that. And then it'll do a number and that's what happens. So.
And you were unable to really be with her. They're still isolating her patients like that, right?
Oh yeah. She, anyone who helped my mother was in full PPE, you know, head to toe. On a floor of the hospital that had 10 other patients in it, you don't go near that floor, okay?
Wow.
If you did, you have to have appropriate N95 mask, and then you go home and quarantine.
Quarantine, right.
And exactly. I can't put myself at risk. I'm trying to give a kidney away.
Right. Yeah. I was assuming that was the case for sure. And did they put her on a vent and everything, the intubate and all?
She's old school. She some time ago realized that if there was ever anything like this, she had zero interest in any extraordinary measures. So she had a do not resuscitate order that she signed with a, a notary, and also nothing more than basic treatment. So no ventilator. She says, you are not doing that to me. And so we honored those wishes, and her husband, of course, was there on the same page. So that was it. When they said, okay, mom needs a vent, they said, well, then we called hospice, and then they removed all type of, she was getting no medicine or treatments or anything at that point, just simply medicine to make her comfortable. And, you know, we had a, a video monitor in there so she could hear the voices, and we all kind of checked in and talked her to heaven, if you will. And that, you know, you've heard this and I've seen it happen. That when a person, when the people are in the room, the people who are passing, they like hang on, they do whatever they can, all those little tricks that they come up with to stay alive. And then when the people actually walk out of the room, that's when they're like, oh, thank God, I'm glad they're gone so I can go to heaven. This is good. I hate this place. And they go. And that's what mom did. As soon as everybody was like out of the room, she's like, oh, you couldn't leave quick enough. I'm gone. Goodbye. I'm off to periwinkle skies and angels singing. See you later.
You know, better play.
It's funny because when I was texting Eric the other day about this, and I never knew his mom, never met her, but I love her because the simple conversation we had, I told Eric, I said, look, you know, we don't have to do the podcast this week, you know, if you really don't want to do it. His response is, no, if my mom knew that I didn't do it because of her, she'd call me a wussy. Well, he didn't say wussy, but
yeah, it began with the letter P.
Yeah, it began with the letter P. And at that point in time, I went, yeah, I love her. Yeah, I never knew her. But
oh, yeah. And you know what she did? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask. I mean, I know, Eric, I know your father's still alive, but I don't know Gene's parental situation. Do you have mom and dad yet?
Yeah, well, my dad just turned 93, so, you know, and he's still doing everything he can, lives on his own, still vibrant. Lost my mom to cancer, I think, 11 years ago, so I kind of know what you're going through.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah,
I
man.
I do, not kind of, I do.
And, you know, yeah. I've got a the people that make up the podcast, you're part of that extended family, and you know, all these sponsors, I know all these people very, very well, and the audience, a great portion of them are, you know, I call them on the phone. And so you have this type of bond, and they, I mean, the unbelievable outpouring, from people, even people from my old show, Freeburn Hot Wings, Greg and Steve reached out to me, and that was very, very kind. They sent me, get this, over the years on Freeburn Hot Wings, I had my mother on from time to time where we would do funny things with her. You know, she was in her 70s then, and we'd always, there was always a big gap in the way a person in their 30s would speak compared to a person in their 70s. So things would fly over her head that were really unsavory. And so we would throw these things at her just to get, and we would just be sitting there laughing uproariously while she's trying to figure out what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about various things that are, that you shouldn't talk about with your mother. Well, those guys sent me all of the audio with her, and I was, oh, I got a chance to listen to that. And I was like, oh, this is really spectacular. And then,
you should share some of those with us.
I would, but it's, I promised them I would only use it personally because they're a little protective of their material. But my mother did this too, and I shared this with my audience on the show. My oldest brother is 62, and he's in charge. You know, it's just chain of command. I'm the youngest. And years ago, she handed him four envelopes. She says, Michael, I have written a letter to you and your brothers. And it is to, when I pass, you are to give this to them, and they are not to open it until I've actually passed. Very mysterious. Mm. And so Michael gives it to me on the day that she dies. And it has two dates on it. I go, why are there dates on it? He goes, well, mom handed it to me in June of 06. And then she asked for it back. And then she amended it and gave it back to him 4 years later. So very strange. So then, and I'm not going to read it word for word, but I'm not going to read it at all. But she, when I opened it up and read it, she started writing it because it was a date on the bottom of the letter in 1990.
Oh my.
So this is 20 years of thought that went into this.
Awesome.
And it's a letter, it's a letter from beyond the grave from my mother. And it's really one of the, it is the most precious thing I own. And it's gotten to this unbelievable. I mean, I just imagine that. I mean, to have that foresight and to do it, and I was completely ruined and devastated upon reading it, but it was wonderful. It was wonderful, but it made me a blubbering mess. So I'm guarded now while talking about it so that I don't fall apart. But it's absolutely exceptional. And
that's very unique. I wish I could say the same I've lost both my parents, but you cherish the little memories and things that they left behind. Like I have my dad's wheelbarrow, you know, and I use that wheelbarrow. I think about my dad every time,
right.
You know,
awesome.
And since I'm getting ready to transition to my Florida residence, we're moving to Florida for 4 months here coming up later in November. I have a plant. I have a rubber tree plant that was given to me when my father passed away. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this rubber tree plant when I'm in Florida and I can't leave it in my house? It will freeze. I got to find a home for my rubber tree because I can't let it die. You'll take it?
Oh, yeah. I'll take it for you, Ron. As long as it's not toxic to cats, I will take care of that plant and it will be.
How big is it?
Well, it's, let me see if I can show you.
Can't you take it to Florida with you?
No, I hardly have enough room for everything in my
house. You're not going to stick that in there.
Bring that thing over here, man. It's going to be as big as a sequoia.
Put it right in the room there so you can see it when we do the podcast.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Put it in the room, Ron. But I can't because this room gets a little chilly. So I don't want it to be sweet. It needs to be consistent temperature.
Not only that, he'd have to charge you because that's sellable space.
Yeah. Ron's tree is brought to you by. Ron, I got you back. If no one else, if someone nearby you, if you have a person nearby you, that would be easier.
Right.
But if you're in a pinch, I will take the plant. Just know that you got somebody for you.
I do. And I have one other person who is really a plant person, literally by trade, that I have not approached yet. I asked my son and he said, no, I don't have room for it. And so
it's a plant.
How it's your son, for God's sake. No, Dad, I'm not going to help you.
It's Grandpa's rubber tree. Come on.
Grandpa's, it is. It's
That's
Grandpa's
what you
rubber
hit him with.
Tree.
Do the guilt thing, man. Don't guilt at him.
I'm surprised the dog doesn't have a sign on it now, though. Are you going to sell sponsorships?
No,
for the
I
dog?
Did. I did sell. I did. She is sponsored by a maid service, a house cleaning company called A&D Cleaning.
Look at the two dogs. They're identical. Both in the exact same position.
That is hilarious.
And I'm going to be dog sitting this weekend. My son is going to California to visit his girlfriend's parents, and so I'm going to be a dog daddy for 5 days. I'm looking forward to that.
Is this the son who won't take the rubber tree plant?
Yes.
Wow.
This is screwed up, Ron.
Payback, man.
The things that you do for your kids.
Well, if you want me to call him, I will be happy to say, hey, what's up, man? Ron's watching your dog and you can't watch a rubber tree plant.
Text me his email address. I'll invite him right now. We'll get him on and we'll give him.
Listen, I'm feeling the love for my family. Yesterday was my 65th birthday. And my wife threw a surprise birthday/retirement party.
Nice.
My daughter drove up from Chicago. My son was there, of course. And then people I worked with at celebration, people that my fishing buddies were there. And some of your old friends, Eric, from the Radio Factory showed up. And, you know, it was not a super spreader event, but it was a good time. And I felt the love yesterday. So
yeah,
well, I guess we know where we stand on his hierarchy.
Well, we had to cut it off at a certain level.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever.
Genius! Oh, get him, Gene. Who are the radio legends? It's got to be Michelle, right?
Michelle was not feeling well, she decided not to come. But Tony was there, and his plus one, Rachel. Nikki was there. Brad Allen, who's been taken off the air. I was sad to hear that story. Nikki's not working at the station anymore either.
She no longer is employed there?
No, she moved to a different a location. So, I mean, you know, they're dropping like flies over there, obviously. Very few people work at that radio station anymore.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was it at your residence or did you guys go somewhere?
It was down at the 123 Tavern at Studio Park downtown. It was nice. wonderful gathering there. And, you know, we kept it small, but
it's good you didn't invite me, because Gates would have tried his small talk, with me. I'm like, dude, get out. Not interested.
Listen, I knew you weren't going to hang around with crowds of people here. So what's, you got any updates on that progress?
Oh, yeah, well, that's true too.
Just one little thing. There was I'm going to tell you a funny story. When doing this, there's a few things I did here in our neck of the woods test wise, and then you forward the information off to them, you know, see how your blood is with your cholesterol, stuff like that, easy stuff. Well, one of the things they came up with, they said to me, they go, Eric, and they all speak with California is like a different version of English. You know, I barely speak Californian. So, hello, Eric. This is Sheila from UCLA. How are you? And I'm like, okay. She says, we're going to need you to get a stool card. And I go, a what? Yeah, it's also known as a fecal card. I go, I know fecal, but fecal with card after it. That sounds weird to
me. You
mean
like a sample? Yeah. You need a sample?
I think I addressed this with you at some point. I actually did do that. And so it's horrible, this procedure, and it's on a card. And then with that information, they're then able to determine what's inside of your tummy. Is it, are you in any danger of an ulcer or anything like that, or blood in your, it's a mess. So I did the dang thing. I did what I was supposed to do weeks ago. And then they go, we never got the info on it, Eric. You're going to have to. And I started to go walk into the my primary. And this conversation is so terrible. And she knows me. She knows what I do, this lady at Spectrum. And I go, look, I did this thing. It's called a fecal card. And I need the results sent to UCLA. And she's just looking at me like, and I go, I know, it's ridiculous. But so I had to fill out this paperwork. So that's the very last thing. We'll be scheduled in days. And then that's it. Once we're scheduled, then I buy plane ticket. It's looking like first week in December is very, very close to being reality.
Wow. Awesome. That is awesome. I assume that means you'll be able to celebrate Christmas back home in a somewhat normal condition.
I'll be a little slow. I just can't lift anything over 15 pounds for a month and a half, but I'll be walking and I'll be fine. And, you know, little inside info that is, I think, put it all into perspective, because the gentleman that I'm doing this, that I'm giving this to, whenever he has dialysis, it just sucks the life out of him. He has to sit in front of a machine, and all of his blood leaves his body, gets scrubbed by this machine, put it back in, and it's horrible. And it slowly takes a little bit of life out of you every single time you do it. You do it enough, you die. And so he says to me in a phone call, he's crying, and this is, he goes, Eric, I just get so desperate on these days. And I go, well, now you're counting backwards. You have 20 more or so of these procedures, and then you're done. Okay. 3 a week. And then you don't have to worry about this ever again, because you get a brand new kidney. And he goes, it's so bad that his brain plays tricks on him. If he doesn't hear from me for a few days, he starts to get in his mindset that I've changed my mind.
Oh.
And so I have to be very careful not to let that happen, and call him regularly, tell him, hey, yeah, just everything's good, everything's still on track. Because it happens where people just suddenly change their mind.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It happens all the time. When you're on the operating table, before they give you the medicine to make you go to sleep, they go, are you sure you want to do this? And there have been people that have said, no, I don't want to do it. Done. That's it. And you have no questions asked. It's up to the person who's in my position. Wow. They are the absolute boss.
Sure.
He gets very antsy about this. And he said the anxiety had him examining his backyard for what tree he could hang himself from.
Oh my Lord.
No, that's the level of anxiety. Right. I go, buddy, don't just let it slide, man. Right. I'm here with you. We got this. We're going to crush it.
Right.
And I just do everything I can to try to talk him through this rough spot. It's like, you got one more month and a couple of weeks. That's it. And we're done.
he's hitting rock bottom here, and he realizes what you just explained could happen, and you can't help in that position to think of the worst case scenario, because it's been, like you said, so demanding physically and mentally for him for so long. But boy, the high coming back when he knows you're on your way and everything's looking up. He's just going to be euphoric.
This process has helped me in my own anxiety, because I honestly, when I sit there and I'm like, oh God, I don't have any money. Oh no, everything's bad. And I sit there and I get all like that. I'm like, imagine if you're contemplating whether you're going to live or die. Now that is something to lose sleep over, you know?
Right. Yep. Right. I have no perspective like that. I've been so blessed. You know, I have to keep reminding my wife, who's a natural pessimist, you know, to try to look on the bright side instead of, you know. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
All right.
Hey.
A couple other things I wanted to run by you, at least one. I suddenly got really interested in the Borat movie.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm ready to talk about that and the news headlines of Rudy Giuliani's making as a result of his appearance.
Okay, and that's it. That's the big thing. When I saw, I'm like, wait, what is this? And for those who don't know, Gene, do you know this?
I did
the story?
Not see the movie. Okay. No, I do not.
Well, it doesn't come out till tomorrow, but ahead of the film, to drum up the curiosity, they did the right thing, and they showed a screenshot of Rudy Giuliani laying on his back in a hotel bed with, and you see the backside of a woman wearing a dress, blonde, and Giuliani looks to be in a compromising position. You can't really tell what's going on there. Well, you got two different stories. The first story is probably the true one. Giuliani is getting interviewed by this woman who is posing as a conservative interviewer.
Hidden cameras
everywhere, and
he's in the hotel room.
If I'm understanding, I thought they were in a separate room, and then the woman said, let's go to my hotel room and get a drink.
Right.
Okay, now Gene, you're a 60 something year old guy, or whatever, Giuliani's in his 70s. And a hot chick, and Giuliani's not married or anything right now, but a hot chick says to you, hey, want to go back to my room and get a drink? You know what that means, right? You're no dummy. Okay. So she goes, he takes her back to the room.
Oh, my God.
There's hidden cameras everywhere in the room.
What?
And then Giuliani lays, I haven't seen it yet, but the screenshot is of him laying on his back with his hands down his pants. It's at that point that Borat comes running in wearing like his crazy bikini that he wears, which is like a hammock for his privates. And he comes running in. He says, what are you doing with my sister? You're too old for her. She's only 15.
Oh my God.
Which is the line. She's too old for you. She's only 15, which is just hysterical.
Yeah, right.
Chaos breaks out. And now, so what's happening here?
She's not 15, by the way.
No, she's 24.
Just so she's an actress. Yeah. She's 24.
Right. So Giuliani says, come on. Oh, clearly I was tucking in my shirt after I took the mic off.
Right. He had all the electronic equipment. You know, I had to take it off. I pulled my shirt out. I was just sticking my hand all the way down into my privates to tuck in my shirt.
Dude.
So how is it that he's able to use this video without permission? I mean, did Giuliani actually say, yeah, go ahead, throw the video up?
I seriously doubt that. But I know that whoever made the film, they don't sign on the dotted line on a film unless they know they're stone cold solid on it, you know, that they can do that legally. I mean, think about it. There's no way that they would have said, hey, no, you're not putting if whoever's the studio is would say, you can't put that in that movie, we're going to get sued. Right?
Absolutely. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Or was it leaked and now they, well, no, because it would have been pulled down a long time.
No, it was, well, it was, it's in the film. It's in the final cut of the film.
Okay.
And I don't know what he might have signed. You know, he was, it was under the ruse that he was being interviewed by this woman for, you know, his whole, Borat's whole chicanery here, that he's talking politics and he's hoodwinking everybody. He did it in the first movie. He's done it on TV with his shows. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
what if he knew and he was just acting and this was just part of the script and he knew that already?
He got really mad. He got super pissed. He's denying it and he's really mad. But I mean, I think he's making a huge mistake. If you're a single dude, I don't care how old you are. I think he should come out and say, well, heck yeah, I stuck my hands on my pants. Did you see what I was about to score with? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm all about it. I mean, if he rolled with it that way, I think he'd actually be okay. But whatever. There's also the angle of this is politically driven because he has all this information about Hunter Biden that has been kind of happening but not happening, talked about but not talked about.
What is how would you say she was, 24?
In real life, she's 24. Yeah. Yes.
So what? I mean, what's the damage here? Like you said, he's a single guy.
There shouldn't be any damage, in my opinion. In my opinion, the only damage is because he's acting like he's lying and saying, "Oh yeah, I was tucking in my shirt." It just looks bad. It just looks stupid, and it's hilarious.
A politician lying. I don't imagine that.
So
I will have to watch his video then.
Yeah, and I watched that Stephen Colbert had a bit on it, and he took a shot at it. He goes, I take microphones off every day of my life. I've never stuck my hand in my pants to take off a microphone.
Well, he's never been caught on camera doing it. Point.
But you know what it's like. You have that little pack. You put it on your belt. You stick a mic up, you know, inside of your shirt.
If he pulled the shirt out and then went up the shirt so that you don't see the wire, yes. But otherwise, you're just going to go outside, like on the outside of the shirt. That's the thing. On the video, can you see where that wire is? Because if it's on the outside of the shirt, well, there's no need to tuck in your shirt. Because all you do is unhook it and take it off.
Or lay on a bed to do so is the other smoking gun here. But the movie is sitting on Rotten Tomatoes right now at 83% fresh, and and it's being released. It's on Amazon. It'll be streaming and in theaters. As a matter of fact, I was surprised they're withholding it from some indoor theaters. Actually, the Studio C company only has the Getty Drive-In is the only theater you can see it in West Michigan. They're not playing indoor theaters because it's available on Amazon to stream. So Borat's subsequent movie film is what he calls it. Sacha Baron Cohen is brilliant. I mean, some critics are like, it's a tired joke, and you know we've seen it all before. But obviously, he's getting his share of publicity and making fun of the political climate right now. Perfectly timed.
Absolutely, follow them. I'm telling you, it's a setup. Giuliani's playing along.
He's playing along. I actually went to see a movie last week in the theaters. I went to see On the Rocks, the Bill Murray movie with where he plays the father of Rashida Jones' character, and her marriage is on the rocks, so it appears, and he's trying to help his daughter figure out what the husband, who's played by Marlon Wayans in the movie, is up to with his job. He's working a lot. He's got this beautiful woman working with him. And, you know, they all think that something's going on. So it's this sort of cat and mouse sort of thing that happens in their relationship. And Bill Murray is just perfectly cast in this movie. And it wasn't a perfect script. Sofia Coppola wrote it and directed it. It had its moments mostly because of Bill Murray. So one of those little movies that I thought was very entertaining, and it was great to get out and watch a movie in the theater again.
How was it attended? I mean, the rest, like the actual theater, the wherever you went, whichever one you went to, were there a lot of people seeing movies, or was it what did you think? Really?
Very slow. As you might expect, even though in the theater there were probably 20 people at the show we were at, and of course once again, they're every other row is marked off in some of the auditoriums, or if you got those big recliner seats, there's nobody sitting next to you. There's always two yeah. seats between you, or those big rows are at least 6 feet apart, so you don't even see the person if it's in front of you on those kind of seats. And you know, you still get your popcorn and fill up your drink there. That was the one thing that I thought was a little bit suspect, is those fill your own drink cup things. But you know, did it. I'm survived somehow, and so
yep.
You know,
well, welcome back.
Yes,
welcome
indeed. Back. Well, hopefully,
yeah, New York. New York has opened up its theaters, not New York City, not Manhattan, but New York. Governor Cuomo finally relented, and you know, the cinema safe protocols are in place. So that's a step forward. Good news, because right now still Manhattan and Los Angeles being closed, movie distributors are not bringing out big new movies until the New York and LA theaters yeah. are open. So mm-hmm. it's been a little slow in terms of the product.
Have you seen the trailer for the redo of The Mummy?
No, have you?
Tom Cruise, man. Oh, what? Boy.
Is he the yeah. mummy?
You know, it's. I mean, it was him. It said The Mummy, and it looked like a Cruise-y film, a typical type of thing that he's in. And I was impressed with the trailer. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, I love freaking Tom Cruise. I just love his movies.
I thought they had already there. Tom Cruise made The Mummy in 2017. Now, if they're doing that again with him, I had not heard that. That's,
oh,
and I don't,
this is embarrassing. I saw a trailer, but right? It was an old trailer. So you mean right. to tell me this movie has come and gone, right. and I just made a big deal about it, and I've never, and I didn't. It's,
13 years ago, Eric. 13 years ago.
Oh, they made.
No, three years ago.
Oh, I thought you said 07.
2017.
Oh, 17.
Oh, God, okay. That's embarrassing. Ago. That's so embarrassing. I was like, yeah, there's a new movie coming out. I knew I was in trouble when I saw you reaching for the computer. I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I said, wait, didn't Tom Cruise already do this?
Well, I want to see that.
They remade it. They remade it in 2019 over again as well.
They did?
They had a different mummy. Yeah, they tried to resurrect that again. I mean, there's been several, many, many versions of the mummy. But
yeah, I was doing so well.
Tom is busy wrapping up the new Mission Impossible movie. I don't know when they've got that dated. But
7, 8, 9, 12, Mission Impossible, which one?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question. I'm not sure which one this is, but you know, certainly not coming out this year. I think they moved it to 2021, like everybody did. So
yeah.
And then, and if you're a Fast and Furious fan, there was headlines this week that even though they haven't released Fast and Furious 9, that was supposed to come out last April, now this is Memorial, right? They're making 10 and 11, Gene. 11, it's going to be the last one, though, damn it. We're not making any more than 11 Fast and Furious movies, okay?
No, because what they'll do is they'll do a prequel about the guy's grandfather and how he was a runner. No, it'll never.
Whatever it takes, whatever it takes.
They'll find.
I haven't seen one of those. I haven't seen one of those movies. Not a one.
Man, they were worldwide smash hits, you know. Nothing like, you know, blowing stuff up and car chases and fighting and hot guys and hot girls. And
it sells in any language. It's nauseating to me. It's so terrible. It's just pathetic filmmaking. It's just such a, it's just to me, I think that there's more eventful plot and dialogue than in a horrible German porno, frankly. It's just terrible, terrible movie making, in my opinion.
How many German pornos have you seen?
Don't ask. I don't want to know. That came out way too easily.
Yeah. All right, boys, I'm done. How about you?
One thing.
Go ahead, Gene.
No, I'm going to wrap. Go ahead, Ron.
No, I got nothing. Everything is cool. I'm looking forward to an update from Eric here. Otherwise, we'll talk in a couple weeks. But, Gene, go, baby.
I just want to say these shows are great because I learned something every time I'm on them. Today, I learned about fecal cards. And while it's not something Hallmark is going to do, I can just see Eric sending one of those to one of his old radio management folks.
Here's your fecal card.
Here's your fecal card. Happy fecal day, man. You earned it.
Thank you.
So see? I'm very, with that knowledge.
Very good.
All right, man.
All right, boys.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.